Good evening, dear listeners. Our talk show has recently opened up our own official account on WeChat. Find us by typing in Banana Hot Talk, no spaces and no capital letters, to find out more about us. Love us, hate us, we just want to know what you think about us. So leave a message under our official account, and we want your banana.
I'm Michael.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Emma.
I'm Doremi.
I'm Edward.
I'm Rini.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Kitty.
I'm Icy.
I'm Pinky.
And this is Unicorn, you bitches. And this is...
Chicks are high in stilettos, let's get some steam in the kettle. DJ's dropping them bangers, nobody's checking your manners. Just give me one high, two, three. Just give me one high, two, three.
Hello everyone, welcome to Banana Newsline. This is Edward.
This is Doremi.
Hey Doremi, do you surf the internet every now and then?
Well, of course. As a future media worker, it's a must.
Then, have you noticed that lately, on all kinds of online platforms, such as Baidu Tieba and Tianya Forum, speeches like this are given more and more often. Like, oh my god, my girlfriend isn't a virgin, what the hell should I do? Or, man, I just found out that my other half had other men before me, I feel like committing suicide, and so on.
So that's the so-called virgin complex, right? Men really are possessive animals.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I'm not saying that I totally agree with them, but at least I have to say, I kind of understand their feelings.
So can I take it as you have virgin complex too?
Frankly speaking, yes I do. I mean, look, if you drink into a bottle that someone else has already used before, then it's called indirect kissing, right? And as Confucius said, give you a straight angle and you can't come up with a square, then you're an idiot!
Wow, what a good translator.
Well, just something like that. And so, if you have sex with a non-virgin, it means indirectly rubbing your thing with another man! Ew!
Ew, you are disgusting!
Okay, so that's maybe only a teeny tiny part of the reason. I guess you're right. Some of us men are really possessive animals. If I love someone, then I really do hope that I can be the only one having her.
Well, you have a virgin complex.
And you have a problem with that? Hey, don't worry. Even if you're not a virgin, it's not gonna be a problem, because I'm not that into you.
That's enough. It seems like the APAC holiday turned you into a total jerk.
You should probably say the Singles Day did the trick.
Anyway, I won't share this with you. Listen, a lady who has sex before marriage with not her husband.
Uh-oh.
And she wanted her marriage to be, let's say, perfect.
Believe me, it's not gonna happen.
So she bought an artificial hymen.
Wow. That kind of thing really exists?
Of course. This technology was invented in 1993 by a Japanese professor.
Yeah, that actually makes sense if it's originated in Japan.
Don't be so proud to show your prejudice, okay? Let's continue the story. Her husband found out and divorced with her the next day after their wedding.
Oh, so is this a sad story with a happy ending or what? Because I would do exactly the same.
Please, show some sympathy. The girl tried so hard to keep a harmonious marriage. She just told a white lie.
Hey, I was just kidding, alright? Even though I do have a little virgin complex, it doesn't make me a devil. But here's the point. If she told the truth, her husband may not be so cruel.
Yeah, I guess I agree with you in that degree. Couples should put cards on the table and be honest with each other. Real man.
Thank you.
Are you a virgin?
Of course I am.
I'm not a virgin.
Yep.
I want to say I'm a virgin, of course, because I'm under 18 years old.
Have you heard of straight guy cancer? Are you approve of it?
Yeah, I have heard about it from my roommate, whose boyfriend has serial straight guy cancer. For example, he doesn't allow her to talk with boys who's taller than him. But I'd like to say that I like straight guy cancer, because I think they are really cute. And having a straight guy cancer boyfriend means that you will...receive a good care, and you don't need to worry that your boyfriend falls in love with a boy.
To be honest, naming it as a kind of illness really surprised me, because I think there must be a group of men having some similar symptoms, and I think it's a social phenomenon, yes.And I don't suffer from straight guy cancer. I don't care if my GF is a virgin, which shouldn't be a vital element in love. And I approve of it, because I think it's normal for a man to be confident about himself, though most of the time he is just daydreaming, yeah.
Yes, I've heard of it, but I don't really approve of it, because I think women are those who need care and respect, but men with straight guy cancer can make them feel sad and unpleasant. I don't think it's good.
I had all heard of this concept, you know, it's a very new and interesting concept on the internet.I think the group of straight men cancer is a very strange group, who, you know, usually have some strange opinions, which is not the main streams of the society, and sometimes it is unrational, and I think most of them are radicals. So actually, I don't like them.
Good evening, listeners. This is Banana Hot Talk on FM 89.3. I'm your host and new producer, Vicky. Hosting with me today is our old friend, Emma.
Yo, check it out.
And new members of our show, Edward and Lini.
Hi.
Hello.
Vicky, you look rather tired today.
I know. I've been hammered down by assignments. I haven't got a good night's sleep for days. College sure is tough.
You need to loosen up a bit, girl. You know what you need? You need to get laid.
I sure do. You know, this makes me wonder, what are the chances of people getting laid in college?I mean, in CUC, I guess it's pretty hot.
You know. I remember when we first got to school, we were all like a virgin. All uptight and afraid. Look how much 1 year has changed us. I wonder if our new members have lost their virginity. Let's find out.
Okay, first of all, Lini, are you a virgin?
It's shy to say, but yes.
Well, how about you, Edward?
This question is actually pretty kind of hard for us boys to give an exact answer, you know, because it all depends on how you define male virgins. I mean, if it means that if you haven't done it with a girl yet, then sadly I am. But if it means that you haven't done it with anyone or anything yet, then I guess there's probably no virgins left among boys above like 14 years old.
Defined thing.
Well, maybe except those disabled men who lost like both their arms. And it's only a maybe because, you know, they may have found a way to do it with their feet or stuff. You know how the old saying goes, when there's a will, there's a way.
When there's a hole, you guys, have a way.
Well, I don't get a chance.
Okay, so my question is, if you are in a committed relationship, doesn't matter to you that whether your other half is a virgin or not, why or why not?
I think it doesn't matter if my boyfriend is not virgin. I think this question is just equal to, does it matter if your other half has had a relationship with someone else in the past? I mean, sex is just a part of the relationship. A serious relationship, fine. Most boys' virginity has been taken away by their left hand, I guess.
Well, I think it's actually the right.
I would say the right. Most people are right-handed.
Yeah.
Fine. What about those who use left hand?
The most are right-handed.
Okay.
Oh, I think my friends told me that they use left hands. Well, maybe they are strange.
What about Edward?
Well, for me, it has to matter for sure, because honestly, I am a man with virgin complex.
You do? You are?
Well, yeah, you guys can't see. I mean,
I can't see.
I think it's pretty obvious.
So casual and so easy.
Well, yeah, but I believe I just get a little disappointed after I know, like, if my girlfriend isn't a virgin. And that's it. It's not like I'm gonna break up with her just because of this. But if it's not a committed relationship, then it'll probably be another situation. You know, it's like if someone gives you a lollipop and tells you that someone else has already licked it and sucked on it, then you probably just leave it alone. But if he tells you the truth after you finish eating the whole thing, then okay, I do feel obsessed, but haha, that's too bad. That's it.
So, what if you girlfriend? I just lost my affection for you, Edward.
Why?
I don't like
what
you anymore.
I'm just kidding.
Can I answer that again?
I'm just kidding. It's okay. So, do you wish to become someone who takes away someone else's virginity?
Well,
like you become the first man of the girl that popped the cherry.
I guess, yes. I mean, the one I love.
What about just girls?
Well, you mean like just any girl?
Yeah, any girls. Like you put it as some kind of a goals or mission that you wanted to like add the numbers to the list. How many virgin girls that you?
So I think the situation now is like I don't even get a single chance. So it's not like that I can choose. I mean.
Baby, you got time. Don't worry.
Well, I hope to.
Dear listeners, our Edward is still single. His number is
0, and he's so handsome. Every listener.
Oh, that's true. I am really handsome.
So, would you like? You said that you wanted to be the one to.
Well, I haven't thought about that question before, because, like I said, I never had a chance.
Well, you have a chance to think about it now.
Maybe, maybe not. It depends on how I feel at that very moment, I think.
Yeah, I think we shouldn't ask him this question because.
Yeah.
Okay.
No experience.
So what about you? What about girls?
I think, to be frank, I don't want to take a boy's virginity because I think if I do it with a man without skills, I think it'll hurt and maybe it'll be painful or something like that. But I think taking away one's virginity is like a coincidence. I mean, both of you are in a good mood and it's just feeling the right time to get closer and you do it. And it's just like a surprise for you to find out that, wow, my girlfriend is a virgin or just my boyfriend. Oh, we can't find out a boy's virginity. And in my opinion, virginity is not a symbol of innocence or something of like true love or something like that, but or even something like a gift you can take away as you like. It's just part of a person's former life and it's her or his experience in his life story. So I think all we should do is to respect whether she or he is a virgin or not.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and especially that part, I don't want to have sex with a virgin boy because they definitely don't know what they're doing.
Hey, we watch like AVs all the time,
it's
okay?
Different,
but it's
okay?
Like a textbook.
It's different.
It's like we learn and we practice with our hands.
Really? Do you practice with your hands?
Well, it's just for learning, okay?
Oh.
But you don't have a vagina, so you cannot practice on a vagina.
Oh, you can buy fake ones, although I haven't, okay?
Oh, you have it!
No,
my god, I just got it! You have one!
No, I said that I haven't! I don't have one.
Okay, okay, enough to decide. Mm-hmm.
What are some mentionable stories related to women's virginity that you know about?
Oh, I know a really interesting one. I think it's in South Africa, there's this tribe called the Zulus, and they have this really strong virgin complex. And they have a very special ceremony, which girls in their like 15 or 16, they gather together and lay down completely naked to get verified whether they're virgin or not. And
wait,
those
how do they get verified? I mean, they're just naked. Can't really tell.
Well, I think maybe they have this very experienced old lady, and she have ways to tell. Like she can maybe like use her hand. Well, I don't know. Okay, I haven't seen it before. I just said maybe.
But actually, I heard a story about in some African countries, they were sold the women's vagina. Yeah, I think that's really
Like
it's called guli in Chinese. They would just give them like with a string and needles.
Wow.
You know? I think that's really horrible. It's really horrible.
Ouch.
I watched one episode of American Top Model, and one of the models from that African country, she once suffered from that ceremony.
Wow.
It was very, well, according to her, it was scary and scared.
So do this when they're still alive? I mean,
yeah, when they're still alive, and when the girls are really young, like maybe 14 to 15. And they just wanted to keep their virginity and keep their pureness.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
To be very innocent. I think it's really cool, and I think it's just unacceptable.
Wow.
So do you still want a virgin now, Edward?
Well, I want a virgin with vagina on her, but not like sewed up in a string or something.
That's really,
it's strange.
That story.
Yeah, but my story actually has a very happy ending. It's not an ending, you know. After they the girls that come to the ceremony, they are considered virgins. Then they get a certificate, you know. So you see, I'm like,
they would be awarded like the best virgin of the year.
Oh my god!
Or maybe something like that.
Oh my
god, it's funny. Like we have identity cards and
like Africa.
I just saw my moments the other day. A girl posted a picture of her holding a card, holding a certification of it says that of 处女证. A certificate saying that, reading that she's a virgin. And she was posting the picture of her holding that certificate. I think that's so
stupid.
That's true, I can show you guys. Mm-hmm.
They could actually make a show called like Africa's Next Top Virgin.
Great idea!
I would like to be the judge.
I like your idea. Oh, you like to see? Oh my god! Edward, dirty mind!
I was just being honest, okay?
Okay. We accept the honesty.
We have a lot of honest people in this show.
Yeah.
Well, Lini, do you have a story to share with us?
I think it's not really closely connected, but in ancient China, a girl fell into the river when she was washing clothes for her husband. She struggled hard, but she couldn't swim. When she was about to die, a farmer passed by and kindly saved her life. But the saddest part comes that the girl ended up with no legs. What happened? She cut off her own legs because the farmers had seen her bare feet. And she feels that she had betrayed her husband. Oh, I think it's ridiculous, but it's a true story. And she cut her legs to ask forgiveness from her husband.
Oh, I think it's really unbelievable, but it's a story from an ancient book. So, I just don't know how to tell this feeling to read this kind of story.
This kind of story that other men see your bare feet, you have to cut them.
She just feels that she has lost her virginity because she was looked, watched by another man, and that man is not her husband. I think it's unbelievable.
Do you think that with China, I mean, we really lack of the sex education? Like, really, when I was in middle school, I got people asking. I saw these kind of questions online on some Baidu ads or something. I just kissed my girlfriend, she gets pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
I really think that maybe we really need some sex education. Because for you just seeing the bare feet and you think that you lose your innocence or you are betrayed your husband, I think that's just absurd. I couldn't accept it.
Yeah. I think if these women knows what's the right virginity or it doesn't matter if the other person just watch their feet or bare feet, something like that.
And is it true that in ancient China we have a saying that if a guy sees your naked body, that you have to marry that guy to show that we say that 以身相许 or something like that, so that you've already been seen by this guy, your whole body naked, so that you have to like marry to that person.
Really?
Then no? I watched a TV something about this.
Then that'll be like really easy to get the girl I like.
Wow.
You just go to the shower room. And then like, she's mine, and she has to be mine.
Edward, I like your mind. I really like it.
I really don't know what to say right now. I guess in some really underdeveloped countries, they have more of the severe virgin complexes, while more developed countries, I don't think virgins are that much of an importance. Well, that's from my view.
I think it's just that underdeveloped countries, and they will see the women as a property, so that would like the women to keep their like virginity as one part of their value or something. But in some very developed countries, like in Western countries or European countries, especially the Nordic countries, they are so free-minded. Actually, the women should have higher social status than men. See that they have women presidents, they have women premiers. So that virginity is more, it's something that the women have themselves instead of something that the women have to show the men that they're valuable. I think I agree with the point. Depends on how developed the country is. And you know what, nowadays we have a special term in China for men who with severe virgin complexes. We call them 直男癌. And straight translated into straight guy cancer. Let's just take it that way. A man with straight guy cancer is often poor, ugly, and has an inflexible confidence. They believe that reason to why they're still single is because women are all either bitches or lack of virtue to appreciate them. They lack the basic respect for women. Think women are properties who are destined to serve men.
Ew.
Do you think people around
you... Why are you guys looking at me?
Okay, my question is, do you know anyone who around you with this answer, straight guy cancer?
Of course. I think there are friends around me who feel nervous and angry when other people say they have the possibility to be a gay. They will be very angry. I think they are kind of straight guy cancer.
Once I had a friend, and then one day his hair was really weird, and I was like, hey, today your hair looks really gay, and he was so mad at me. He didn't talk to me for like a month, and then, no, we still didn't talk.
It's not unicorn.
Oh my god.
No, it's not unicorn.
Okay.
He's just like super sensitive about the word gay.
Maybe he is a gay.
Maybe.
Wow.
Because you're trying to hide your true identity, because you're a gay, you're afraid of people, you know. Revealing things or discovering your dirty truth. I think so. But yeah. I have, there's a freshman, I know a freshman before he came to UC. I warned him that we are a university with very rich gay culture.
We are a very diverse.
Yeah, and he was like, oh my gosh, I cannot accept it. But now, yeah, he got used to it. He's even joking about the gay thing. I think if you, okay, so listeners, our fellow, if you have straight guy cancer, or you know someone who has straight guy cancer, send them to CUC.
Let him find the Banana Hot Dog members, and we are sure we can cure this cancer.
That's true.
So that's maybe why I came. So.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone should come.
You wanna know the result? We have a test here.
We have Edward here.
So, Edward, as a patient with a straight guy cancer, do you know people around you with straight guy cancer?
Well, I just said maybe. I don't really think I'm a straight guy cancer, but Emma just said that if you are, you try to hide it. So it's kind of like really hard for me to explain right now, so I just skip that part. Actually, I don't think I ever really seen one, especially like in our school, you know, because it's not the cancer part that's really hard to find. There's like the straight guys are too rare to be seen in this school. Right, Unicorn? Hey, where's Unicorn? Oh, he's not here.
Oh, he's definitely looking for guys.
His name is Unicorn.
So, do you guys approve of them? Those straight guy cancer?
Well, yeah, I do.
Oh, I don't approve, but I think boys can choose their attitude.
Well, I totally approve because, you know, first, if they have straight guy cancer, then that means they're straight, and that means I won't be, like, in danger walking by them. And you girls don't like straight guy cancer, right? And so that means less love rivals. Hooray, straight cancers!
No. I definitely don't like,
but we like straight guys.
I think the term straight guy cancer is invented by women. I think it's a symbol of, you know, women rights in China. I mean, this is a term invented by Chinese women. And
really?
Yeah, it is. You didn't know.
What do you think are the causes to their symptoms?
Education from their parents must be a factor.
Well, I think there may be many causes, like maybe something like, say, traumatic happened in their childhood and left wounds in their hearts, or maybe it has something to do with the perfect character that's affected by inheritance. Or maybe it's just simply because they're too poor to buy a mirror.
They're ugly?
Yeah, they don't have a chance to look at themselves.
What I think is because they are ignorant. So the ignorance makes them arrogant. The arrogance makes them less tolerant. And the less tolerant makes them think that those who disagree with them are from outer space.
Okay, to wrap this up, either you are a virgin or not, or either you are a patient suffering from straight guy cancer or not, please stay tuned to Banana Hot Talk next week.
See you next week.
Hi, I'm Alicia. Today, we got a call from a guy in CUC, and he got a big problem. So, now let's bring him in.
One of a kind, got everybody in love, and I don't have to try, I just do what I die. Don't have to tell me, I already know, they all want me.
Yo, what's up, girl? I have some problem.
Yeah, what's your problem?
Like, I don't know why all the girls around me, they call me like a straight guy cancer. I mean, I don't know what shit is that thing. I know, like, if that means I'm a straight guy, so I should have a cancer. I don't know. It's so ridiculous and it's so humiliating. I mean,
seriously?
Okay, someone who has straight guy cancer may have very strange and special taste. What's your dressing taste?
Just like normal guys. I mean, you know, jeans, sports shoes, like all the other guys do.
If that's all you wear in your daily life?
So, what do you mean? Like, you want something else? Something like a skirt or something?
No, I think maybe if you can wear some beautiful and fashion clothes, maybe you can be more popular.
Popular in gay guys?
No, I mean, just attract a lot of girls around you.
Attract girls? Are you kidding me? I mean, like, these clothes, the shopping thing is only for gay guys and girls, not for me, a real man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's so stupid to me.
God damn it, I'm feeling myself. Look up in the mirror, the mirror look at me. The mirror be like, baby, you the shit. God damn it, you the shit. God damn it, you the shit.
So, okay, what if you have a girlfriend? Do you think you really need her to be a virgin?
She has to be a virgin. I mean, if a girl, she's not a virgin when she's starting a relationship, I mean, she's totally a hoe. You know, she's just a bitch, she's so slutty. I mean, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. She has to be a virgin. She has to be a pure girl.
Can your girlfriend sleep with other men?
That's impossible. I mean, if I find she's sleeping with other guys, I'll dump her as soon as possible, immediately. I mean, I can't stand it. It sucks, you know.
But for you, do you think you can only have sexual relationship with your girlfriend?
Come on, I can. I mean, I just feel my desire. I'm a grown man, okay? I mean, I know what you're talking about. I think in a relationship, there's two parts, love and sex. I can have sex with other women without love, but I'm not sure if she could do that. I mean, having sex with other guys and don't get attached to them, you know? Like, she should be only my sex partner.
I'm sexy, I'm hot, I deserve more. I'm a senior, go longer than a sophomore.
Oh god, you're totally a jerk.
I'm not, I mean.
Definitely.
Why you say so?
It's
so
bitchy. It's all fair, because you can sleep with all of the girls, but your girlfriend can only sleep with you.
So,
don't you think so?
That's so stupid.
Yeah, you a stupid how. You a stupid how. You a stupid how.
Okay, this is all for today's banana call-in.
Stay with us on FM 89.3. We'll have highlight sports tomorrow. Like something, let us play, and we'll bring you the latest sports news.